I get lyrics coming to my mind, but I'm literally unable to write them down. So what do you do when you have so much to say, so much you want to write, so much you want to let out, so much knowledge? But yet you've always been known to be that quiet, shy girl in the room. But really deep down, there's a little girl who used to love and sing and dance. Who has so much to say, but people's words and interpretations of what you want to say and judgment and fear of what they think of you has crushed your soul and your heart, people's opinions of you. Dear girl, people's opinions of you do not matter when it comes to the time when you're in your house by yourself. Who's there to view you? Whose opinions are there with you right now? No one's but yours. So shine bright, stand up tall and talk and talk and talk until you lose your voice. Until it cracks, maybe you might get tonsillitis, but at least you're saying what you need to say, because I think of amazing lyrics sometimes and I can't write them down because, yes, I'm illiterate. Illiterately cannot write it down. I go to write down something, I get anxious. I get annoyed at myself and my brain, like, why can't I do this? Why can't I just write a simple sentence without using bloody Google Translator, not for another language, but for my own, so it speaks it back to me? How crazy does that seem? Google Translate is there to help you with other languages, but yet, with me, I need it with English. English, I'm British. England is the country I was born in, but yet, the language I cannot understand, the words I cannot write. Sometimes, I'll sit there and I'll write. And then I'll write again and again and again, hoping to get it right. But yes, it's always wrong. But I might as well just try. Because if you don't try and if you're hopeless in life, where are you going? I'd rather be hopeful than be dead. I'd rather have hope than give up. Because if I didn't have hope, I would probably be dead.